Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Welcome on into the Philly Today podcast. I am your host, Buzz. And the news of the day, you know, actually some back-to-back days with news here on the Phil's front. Brad Keller, come on down. You are a Philadelphia Philly. Brad Keller, who has been in the big leagues for a while, established veteran. If you don't know much about him, 30 years of age. He pitched for the Cubs last season. He's previously been with the Red Sox, the White Sox, the Royals. So largely an American League guy, came over to the NL last season. And by far his best season last year. He had a 2.07 ERA, struck out 9.7 per nine, which was also the highest of his career. And was, I believe, tied for 12th in the league in holds, somewhere in the 20s, something like that. So he's going to be a really, really good bullpen option for this team, for Rob Thompson, for a team who needs bullpen help. Seems like things are trending in the direction of Matt Strom being traded away from the Phillies. Dave Dombrowski, I mean, just absolutely slammed him in his end-of-season press conference, if you recall, in which he, you know, said, like, you know, we did PFPs. He didn't, if you recall the quote. So that was a huge deal. And when you think about things from the perspective of, like, they don't have Jeff Hoffman anymore. They had Joan Duran for 2 months. Like, they you always need more bullpen help. And hopefully, it always seems like a need for every single team at the trade deadline. Like, you got to bolster up your bullpen in the offseason so you're not, stuck looking for this in July. So Brad Keller, I thought, was a great contract for the Phils. 2-year deal for the Phillies, reportedly worth $22 million, so $11 million each year. I think it's a good signing for the Phillies. They're going to need, my top of my holiday wish list here for the Phillies right now, I need a lefty reliever if they're going to trade Strom. But Brad Keller is going to take down big innings. Like, again, pretty good holds guy. He could very well be the quote-unquote setup guy. If Duran's going to oftentimes pitch the ninth, Keller's probably your seventh and eighth inning guy, like against the top of that lineup, especially if there's right-handed bats. So looking forward to what he can bring. And really excited to see, like, what kind of stuff he has. You know, he's kind of gone up and down, and relievers are just up and down entities in general. Only the truly, truly great ones stay flatlined. And he had a 5.84 ERA the season before that, and 4.86 the year before that, and 5.44 the year before that, and a lot of 4s and 5s. Now he's down to 2.07. So kind of want to see how sustainable this is. Is this the thing where, like, the league adjusts back to him? Now there's more film on him. Did he make kind of an adjustment? So looking forward to learning the Brad Keller story for certain. Talked on yesterday's show that probably Philly's offseason, I think there are at most three moves left. I think Realmuto is getting signed, probably to a 3-year contract. I think that Bohm is likely they're going to try and move him. Well, Castellanos has to get moved. Maybe Bohm gets moved in the same deal. Although it doesn't seem like anyone wants Castellanos. Bo maybe gets moved in the same deal. You try and find somewhere else in the infield, someone else in the infield market, and then something on the reliever market as well. So I think that's kind of where we're at with the Phils offseason. I frankly don't know if there's going to be any other big splashes. I know, again, everyone thinks they're just running it back. This feels like the most amount of change we've seen within the Phils, you know, in one particular offseason in a long time, certainly since they've been making the playoffs. I mean, I know they have re-signed Zach Wheeler. They signed Trey Turner in 2023. But in terms of, like, quantity of moves, like, I think that is where we're at in terms of number of different things to keep an eye on. So I think that's where we're at with the Phils. Very interesting. And we're going to have to, you know, absolutely just kind of keep our eye on things here. Welcome on into the Phillies Today podcast. I am your host, Buzz. And the news of the day, you know, actually some back-to-back days with news here on the Phils front. Brad Keller, come on down. You are a Philadelphia Philly. Brad Keller, who has been in the big leagues for a while, established veteran. If you don't know much about him, 30 years of age. He pitched for the Cubs last season. He's previously been with the Red Sox, the White Sox, the Royals, so largely an American League guy. Came over to the NL last season, and by far his best season last year. He had a 2.07 ERA, struck out 9.7/9, which was also the highest of his career, and was, I believe, tied for 12th in the league in holds, somewhere in the 20s, something like that. So he's going to be a really, really good bullpen option for this team, for Rob Thompson, for a team who needs bullpen help. Seems like things are trending in the direction of Matt Schramm being traded away from the Phillies. Dave Dombrowski, I mean, just absolutely slammed him in his end of season press conference, if you recall, in which he, you know, said, like, you know, we did PFPs, he didn't, if you recall the quote. So that was a huge deal. And when you think about things from the perspective of, like, they don't have Jeff Hoffman anymore. They had Joan Duran for 2 months. Like, they you always need more bullpen help. And hopefully, it always seems like a need for every single team at the trade deadline. Like, you got to bolster up your bullpen in the offseason so you're not stuck looking for this in July. So Brad Keller, I thought, was a great contract for the Phils. 2-year deal for the Phillies, reportedly worth $22 million, so $11 million each year. I think it's a good signing for the Phillies. They're going to need, my top of my holiday wish list here for the Phillies right now, I need a lefty reliever if they're going to trade Schramm. But Brad Keller is going to take down big innings. Like, again, pretty good holds guy. He could very well be the quote-unquote setup guy if Duran's going to oftentimes pitch the ninth. Keller's probably your seventh and eighth inning guy, like, against the top of that lineup, especially if there's right-handed bats. So looking forward to what he can bring. And really excited to see, like, what kind of stuff he has. You know, he's kind of gone up and down, and relievers are just up and down entities in general. Only the truly, truly great ones stay flatlined. And he had a 5.84 ERA the season before that, and 4.86 the year before that, and 5.44 the year before that, and a lot of 4 and 5s. Now he's down to 2.07. So kind of want to see how sustainable this is. Is this the thing where, like, the league adjusts back to him? Now there's more film on him. Did he make kind of an adjustment? So looking forward to learning the Brad Keller story for certain. Talked on yesterday's show that probably Philly's off season. I think there are at most three moves left. I think Realmuto is getting signed, probably to a 3-year contract. I think that Bohm is likely they're going to try and move him. Well, Castellanos has to get moved. Maybe Bohm gets moved in the same deal. Although it doesn't seem like anyone wants Castellanos. Bohm maybe gets moved in the same deal. You try and find somewhere else in the infield, someone else in the infield market, and then something on the reliever market as well. So I think that's kind of where we're at with the Phils offseason. I frankly don't know if there's going to be any other big splashes. I know, again, everyone thinks they're just running it back. This feels like the most amount of change we've seen within the Phils, you know, in one particular offseason in a long time, certainly since they've been making the playoffs. I mean, I know they have re-signed Zach Wheeler. They signed Trey Turner in 2023. But in terms of like quantity of moves, like I think that is where we're at in terms of number of different things to keep an eye on. So I think that's where we're at with the Phils. Very interesting. And we're going to have to, you know, absolutely just kind of keep our eye on things here. Welcome on into the Phillies Today podcast. I am your host, Buzz. And the news of the day, you know, actually some back-to-back days with news here on the Phils front. Brad Keller, come on down. You are a Philadelphia Philly. Brad Keller, who has been in the big leagues for a while, established veteran. If you don't know much about him, 30 years of age. He pitched for the Cubs last season. He's previously been with the Red Sox, the White Sox, the Royals. So largely an American League guy, came over to the NL last season. And by far his best season last year. He had a 2.07 ERA, struck out 9.7 per nine, which was also the highest of his career, and was, I believe, tied for 12th in the league in holds, somewhere in the 20s, something like that. So he's going to be a really, really good bullpen option for this team, for Rob Thompson, for a team who needs bullpen help. Seems like things are trending in the direction of Matt Schramm being traded away from the Phillies. Dave Dombrowski, I mean, just absolutely slammed him in his end of season press conference, if you recall, in which he, you know, said like, you know, we did PFPs, he didn't, if you recall the quote. So that was a huge deal. And when you think about things from the perspective of, like, they don't have Jeff Hoffman anymore. They had Joan Duran for 2 months. Like they you always need more bullpen help. And hopefully it always seems like a need for every single team at the trade deadline. Like you got to bolster up your bullpen in the off season. So you're not stuck looking for this in July. So Brad Keller, I thought, was a great contract for the Phils. 2-year deal for the Phillies, reportedly worth $22 million, so $11 million each year. I think it's a good signing for the Phillies. They're going to need, my top of my holiday wish list here for the Phillies right now, I need a lefty reliever if they're going to trade Schramm. But Brad Keller is going to take down big innings. Like, again, pretty good holds guy. He could very well be the quote-unquote setup guy. If Duran's going to oftentimes pitch the ninth, Keller's probably your seventh and eighth inning guy, like against the top of that lineup, especially if there's right-handed bats. So looking forward to what he can bring. And really excited to see like what kind of stuff he has. You know, he's kind of gone up and down, and relievers are just up and down entities in general. Only the truly, truly great ones stay flatlined. And he had a 5.84 ERA the season before that, and 4.86 the year before that, and 5.44 the year before that, and a lot of 4 and 5s. Now he's down to 2.07. So kind of want to see how sustainable this is. Is this the thing where like the league adjusts back to him? Now there's more film on him. Did he make kind of an adjustment? So looking forward to learning the Brad Keller story for certain. Talked on yesterday's show that probably Philly's off season. I think there are at most three moves left. I think Realmuto's getting signed, probably to a 3-year contract. I think that Bohm is likely they're going to try and move him. Well, Castellanos has to get moved. Maybe Bohm gets moved in the same deal. Although it doesn't seem like anyone wants Castellanos. Bohm maybe gets moved in the same deal. You try and find someone else in the infield market, and then something on the reliever market as well. So I think that's kind of where we're at with the Phils offseason. I frankly don't know if there's going to be any other big splashes. I know, again, everyone thinks they're just running it back. This feels like the most amount of change we've seen within the Phils, in one particular offseason in a long time, certainly since they've been making the playoffs. I mean, I know they have re-signed Zach Wheeler. They signed Trey Turner in 2023. But in terms of, like, quantity of moves, like, I think that is where we're at in terms of number of different things to keep an eye on. So I think that's where we're at with the Phils. Very interesting. And we're going to have to, you know, absolutely just kind of keep our eye on things here. Welcome on into the Phillies Today podcast. I am your host, Buzz. And the news of the day, you know, actually some back-to-back days with news here on the Phils front. Brad Keller, come on down. You are a Philadelphia Philly. Brad Keller, who has been in the big leagues for a while, established veteran. If you don't know much about him, 30 years of age. He pitched for the Cubs last season. He's previously been with the Red Sox, the White Sox, the Royals. So largely an American League guy, came over to the NL last season. And by far his best season last year. He had a 2.07 ERA, struck out 9.7 per nine, which was also the highest of his career, and was, I believe, tied for 12th in the league in holds, somewhere in the 20s, something like that. So he's going to be a really, really good bullpen option for this team, for Rob Thompson, for a team who needs bullpen help. Seems like things are trending in the direction of Matt Schramm being traded away from the Phillies. Dave Dombrowski, I mean, just absolutely slammed him in his end-of-season press conference, if you recall, in which he, you know, said, like, you know, we did PFPs. He didn't, if you recall the quote. So that was a huge deal. And when you think about things from the perspective of, like, they don't have Jeff Hoffman anymore. They had Joan Duran for 2 months. Like, they you always need more bullpen help, and hopefully it always seems like a need for every single team at the trade deadline. Like, you got to bolster up your bullpen in the off season so you're not stuck looking for this in July. So Brad Keller, I thought, was a great contract for the Phils. 2-year deal for the Phillies, reportedly worth $22 million, so $11 million each year. I think it's a good signing for the Phillies. They're going to need, my top of my holiday wish list here for the Phillies right now, I need a lefty reliever if they're going to trade Schramm. But Brad Keller's going to take down big innings. Like, again, pretty good holds guy. He could very well be the quote-unquote setup guy. If Duran's going to oftentimes pitch the ninth, Keller's probably your seventh and eighth inning guy, like against the top of that lineup, especially if there's right-handed bats. So looking forward to what he can bring. And really excited to see, like, what kind of stuff he has. You know, he's kind of gone up and down, and relievers are just up and down entities in general. Only the truly, truly great ones stay flatlined. And he had a 5.84 ERA the season before that, and 4.86 the year before that, and 5.44 the year before that, and a lot of 4s and 5s. Now he's down to 2.07. So kind of want to see how sustainable this is. Is this the thing where, like, the league adjusts back to him? Now there's more film on him. Did he make a kind of an adjustment? So looking forward to learning the Brad Keller story for certain. Talked on yesterday's show that probably Philly's offseason, I think there are at most three moves left. I think Realmuto's getting signed, probably to a 3-year contract. I think that Bohm is likely they're going to try and move him. Well, Castellanos has to get moved. Maybe Bohm gets moved in the same deal. Although it doesn't seem like anyone wants Castellanos. Bohm maybe gets moved in the same deal. You try and find someone else in the infield market, and then something on the reliever market as well. So I think that's kind of where we're at with the Phils offseason. I frankly don't know if there's going to be any other big splashes. I know, again, everyone thinks they're just running it back. This feels like the most amount of change we've seen within the Phils, in one particular offseason in a long time, certainly since they've been making the playoffs. I mean, I know they have re-signed Zach Wheeler. They signed Trey Turner in 2023. But in terms of, like, quantity of moves, like, I think that is where we're at in terms of number of different things to keep an eye on. So I think that's where we're at with the Phils. Very interesting. And we're going to have to, you know, absolutely just kind of keep our eye on things here.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. PNCs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sack Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.